love.
And this is called the etrog. And it comes from the command to take boughs from beautiful branches.
这个是从那个美丽的枝叶上面所摘下来。
Thank you, Chris. And beautiful fruits.
而且美丽的果子。
And so every day during this holiday,
所以在这七天的节期里面的每一天,
we wave the lulav and the etrog.
我们就在神的面前摇动卢拉夫树跟etrog果。
There's some certain tradition about it.
有一些传统在上面。
In the middle, the tall branch is a palm.
中间的那个是棕树叶，高的那个。
This represents the spine or the backbone.
那个代表脊梁。
And then around you have the myrtle leaves.
在周围有紫薇的叶子。
And the round leaves represent the eyes.
那个圆圆的叶子代表眼睛。
And then the longer leaves are willow.
比较长的那个叶子是 棕树叶。
They represent the lips.
代表嘴唇。
And then the yellow fruit, the etrog.
那底下那个黄黄的etrog果。
This represents the heart.
那代表我们的心。
And so as we rejoice with the lulav and the etrog,
当我们在神的面前欢欣喜乐地用这植物来敬拜神,
we are rejoicing before the Lord with everything.
我们就在神的面前用我们所有的这四样东西来敬拜神,
with our heart,
用我们的心,
with our backbone and our strength,
用我们的脊梁, 我们的力量,
with the things that we look at,
用我们的眼睛所看的,
and the things that we say,
还有我们嘴巴所说的。
And so we are supposed to begin facing east.
我们就开始这个, 向着东边。
But we have liberty in Christ.
但是我们在神里面是自由的。
As I stand in this building, I'm not sure which way is east.
我也不确定向着哪边是东边。
But you shake the lulav three times in each direction.
所以你拿着那个卢拉树, 卢拉夫树, 向每一个方向都三次。
So let's pretend this is east.
假装这边是东边。
So it would be east.
东边，三下。
And then west.
西边，三下。
And then north is which way?
北边，三下。
South. And then.
南边，三下。
Up to the
heavens. 然后向着天，三下。
And down to the earth.
向地上，三下。
But again, we have freedom in Christ.
但是我们在基督里面是自由的。
So any way you want to do it is fine.
所以用什么方式摇都可以。
So as our worship team leads us in worship, we have two sets, and Michael and I can begin, and then whoever wants to come up and take a turn to wave it as we're worshiping and singing.
所以当敬拜堂开始来敬拜的时候, 这个Ruth跟我会先代表在前面来开始用这样子摇动的方式来敬拜神, 然后大家都可以上来, 拿着这植物来在神的面前来摇动。
OK, 好,大家好, 大家预备好敬拜了吗? 预备好敬拜了吗? OK, 好,这样,欢迎大家起立,然后呢,如果你想要,可以来到前面吗?可以来到前面,来到前面自由敬拜,找一个空旷的地方,我们今天就自由的来敬拜,今天是个欢庆的季节, 阿们, 阿们, OK, 好,这样我们就开始敬拜。 等一下,还没有,我要先那个教大家一首歌,这个呢,这看起来像陌生字,但是呢,好不好,这个,这一句的,这个,Baruch Haba, Bashem Adonai的意思呢,就是奉主名来的,是应当称颂的,所以呢,我们慢慢学,所以我说一句,然后你们就跟着学,这很非常简单,就这整首歌就做这个,OK,好,Baruch Haba,
Baruch Haba,
Baruch Haba, Bashem
Adonai,
Bashem Adonai, Bashem Adonai,
Bashem Adonai.
OK, 我们连在一起哦。 Baruch Haba, Bashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Bashem Adonai. 再一次, Baruch Haba, Bashem Adonai. Amen. 好,这样我们已经预备好了, OK? 这意思就是奉主名来的,是应当称颂的, OK?
Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah.
再次 Baruch,
Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah. 我们欢迎你，
我们欢迎。
Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah.
再次 Baruch,
Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem.
奉主名来的是应当称颂的，主，我们今天我们要称颂你的名。奉主名来的，
奉主名来的是应当称颂的，奉主名。是应当称颂的，奉主名来的是应当称颂的，哈利路亚，我们欢迎你，欢迎你，我们欢迎你，耶稣啊，我们欢迎你，欢迎你，我们欢迎你。Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah.
One more time.
Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Baruch Haba, Hashem Adonai, Hallelujah.
Did you tell me? Baruch Haba, Bashem Adonai, 主，我们欢迎你。Hallelujah, 我们赞美你的名。Hallelujah, 我们赞美你的名。别担心，还有机会可以回，我们还要再唱另外一首赞美的歌，还有机会。宣告，今天早上为我们打开，
音乐响起来，让赞美充满这世界。
Lord, we just declare your open heavens today.
从初心盼望，喜乐涌上来，欢呼他的。
Jesus, we just declare, God, on this day of celebration, we just thank you for open heavens. We thank you for the blessings and the favor, the joy and the new hope that you are pouring on us today. 主，我们谢谢你，为你今在这个欢庆的季节，在这欢庆的一天，你今天你要敞开你天上的门，主，你要倾倒你的祝福，新的盼望，新的盼望，新的应许，新的喜乐。Lord, we declare fresh anointing, fresh oil of joy, 新鲜的喜乐的恩膏，信心的恩膏，盼望的恩膏，就要浇灌在我们的当中。鼓励你在我们在唱这个的时候，你就打开你的心来领受。
你是否感到群山震动，听见大海在怒吼？在扬声歌唱，耶稣基督已复活。你是否感到人心震动，听见万民在歌唱，世上人们开始呼喊，耶稣基督我救主。水江河间流向万邦，那里老幼都转向耶稣。天堂的门城敞开，来一杯复活救主降临。天堂门敞开，
主我们宣告，耶和华本为善，他的慈爱存到永远。耶和华本为善，他的慈爱向着我，向着我的家存到永远。耶和华本为善，他的慈爱向着我们存到永远，世世代代都要经历我神，要饱尝他的慈爱。哈利路亚，我们谢谢你，谢谢你主。God, we just receive your mercy and your goodness. 我们领受你的慈爱，我们谢谢。We believe. 我们相信。We thank you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for Jesus.谢谢你主啊，因为耶稣，我们一切阿爸父为我们预备的祝福我们都可以领受到。阿爸父，我们今天为着你的儿子他在十字架上所做的，我们感谢你主。我们今天要来庆贺主他为我们所做的主，我们谢谢你。我们相信在这个季节里面有神迹奇事要发生主，谢谢你。奉耶稣基督的名祷告， Amen。
弟兄姐妹好。
Hi everybody。
那个我在这边哈，代表教会来欢迎我们今天的讲员哈，叫做 Ruth Rosen。
On behalf of FRCC, introduce Ruth Rosen, the speaker today.
对，她自己是一个犹太人。
She's a Jew.
那她的爸爸呢？哈 ，Mr. Rosen， 他是就是建就是有一个叫做 Jew for Jesus 这个事工的创办人。
Her dad was the founder of Jews for Jesus.
他从小是在一个犹太的一个教导，但同时是个基督化的家庭的情况之下被长就带起来的。
She was raised up.With both the Jewish tradition and as well as the Messianic Christians tradition.
那他在南加呢，那个 Biola College 拿到学位。
She got his theology education in Biola College in South California.
是他拿的学位是 Bible study.
是 Bible study.
所以他的教导里面充满了真理。
So it's full of.Theology full of God's truth in her speech.
然后之后他加入他爸爸的事工，成为一个全职的童工。
Then she joined the Jews for Jesus as a full-time ministry.
他主要的服事范围，他是在写作，还有他做主编。
Majorly in writing and editing.
然后他们就是有定期有出版这样的一个 newsletters 期刊。
They publish a newsletter.
那是到有一共有十二个国家都有可以收到这样的期刊
，available in 12 different countries。
然后呢，每一次的发行是150,000份
，every time 15 million。
它主要的内容呢是来述说犹太人的故事
，to share the story of Jews。
我常常有看他们的这个期刊
，I often read their newsletter。
基本上他们就是传福音给犹太人
，they share gospel。
所以他们很了解犹太人要信主的困难。
They understand totally how difficult it is for Jews to understand Jesus.
So he 写出他们的背景
So she can write the background.
他们挣扎
Their struggles.
还有神怎么样遇见他们
And how they encounter Jesus.
很奇妙哈，很多这样的见证。然后他们也帮助很多犹太人来认识他们的弥赛亚
And they share a lot of miracles, a lot of gospel to the Jews, and they knew Jesus from there.
我今天自己个人我非常的兴奋有机会能够来被他祝福
I'm very happy here today to be blessed by her.
因为她身上拥有非常大的属灵产业。
Because she has a lot of blessings.
也有基督的产业，同时加上我们所不熟悉的犹太人的产业。
Both from Jesus, as well as from the Jewish tradition.
所以，我自己相信我们今天会有很大的被得着。
So we'll be blessed in great time today.
所以我真的代表教会来欢迎他。
So on behalf of FRCC, we welcome.
就像今天江妈妈，我们的主任牧师讲的，我们都是一家人。
Like Pastor Grace said, we are a family.
所以今天我们有一个犹太的姐妹家人。
So we have a Jewish family here with us today.
对，好，所以那我们做个简单的祷告，我们求主让我们在心里面接受这份产业。
So let's pray, so we receive this blessing.
亲爱的阿爸父，谢谢你带我们犹太的家人来到我们当中，我们真的欢迎他，我们拥抱他，我们把他接到我们的心里面。主，在我们的灵里面，我们也预备好要来接受他所给我们所有的教导跟祝福。主，求你现在就开通我们的心窍，叫我们能够吸收，能够明白，同时让我们同时之间，我们爱犹太人的心更加的增长，爱你的心也更加的增长。我们谢谢你，谢谢你拣选我们，拣选牧主可以来爱犹太人，能够来为他们祷告，我们非常的感恩。这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名， Amen。
Thank you, Sister Nikki. I've been so looking forward to this special time with you.
谢谢可仁长老，我如此的盼望今天的这个场合。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
Would it surprise you to know that God actually commanded?
这会让你觉得惊讶吗？因为神曾经这样子命令。
He commanded the children of Israel to have a week-long party.
他命令以色列人要 party 一整个礼拜。
It's in the Bible.
这是在圣经上说的。
It's one of the holidays that God commanded.
这是神晓谕以色列人要这么做的一个假期。
It's the one that you're celebrating with me right now.
这就是为什么你在这边跟我一起来庆祝。
Well, you know that you share with us in all of the rich heritage that God gave the children of Israel.
你就知道，你今天跟我在这边一起来享用神所给以色列孩子的一个丰富的产业。
But this one that we're celebrating today,
但是我们今天在这边庆祝的,
there is actually an indication in the Bible,
在圣经里面是讲了有含义的,
that one day every nation will celebrate this holiday.
有一天万国都要在这个日子来庆祝这个日子。
I think you already know that.
我想你们早就知道了。
But just in case you forgot,
但是万一要是你忘记了,
the prophecy that I speak of is in the book of Zechariah.
我所说的这个预言是在撒迦利亚书上面。
It's chapter 14.
十四章。
Verses 16 and following.
十六节以及下面的这些经文。
We won't read from it now, but just to take note if you want to look later.
我们今天不会读，但是呢，你可以把它写下来，如果你要回去读了细读的话。
Now the name of that holiday, of course.
这个假期的名字。
It's the Feast of Tabernacles.
就是 Feast of Tabernacles.
In Hebrew, Sukkot.
在希伯来话就是 Sukkot.
Now I know that you are already knowledgeable about these holidays.
我知道你已经对这些假期有所了解。
Because my brother Michael has taught you.
因为 Michael 曾经有在里面讲过。
So I tried to think.
我试着去想。
What can I tell my brothers and sisters?
我能够跟我的弟兄姐妹们说什么呢?
That will enhance what you already know.
要怎么样来加强他们原本就已经知道的?
I thought I would like to talk first about the context of this holiday.
我想我要先来讲这个整个节日的前因后果。
And how it fits into the other fall feasts.
它怎么样的跟其他的主的节期有所关系?
So the first of the fall feasts is the Feast of Trumpets.
头一个节期是吹角节。
Also known as Rosh Hashanah.
也叫 Rosh Hashanah.
That was not last week, but the week before.
那不是下上个礼拜，是在一个礼拜前。
That was to give the children of Israel a time to gather together.
那是给以色列子民们一段时间聚集在一起。
And to reflect on God's holiness.
来思想到神的圣洁。
And to think about how we are doing in our relationship with him.
并且思考他们自己在做什么，跟神的关系是怎么样。
We listen to the sound of the trumpet or the shofar.
我们听号角的声音，也就是修法的声音。
As a warning sound.
是有一个警告。
And the warning is that we should not be self-satisfied or complacent.
那个警告就是我们不应该自我满足，或者是在里面麻痹。
And of course, many people believe that Yeshua, Jesus, will return on the Feast of Trumpets.
当然，也很多人也相信耶稣要回来的日子是在 Feast of Trumpets， 就是吹角节的日子，主耶稣回来。
Well, the time of reflection for the Feast of Trumpets leads us to the next holiday.
吹角节的反省就会为我们开一条路，进入到下一个节期。
Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement.
Yom Kippur 就是这个赎罪日。
Because when we honestly reflect on God's holiness,
因为我们诚实的在思考反映到神的圣洁的时候，
we see where we fall short.
我们看到我们如何的缺乏，又亏欠于神的圣洁。
And that leads us to repent.
那当然就会引导我们来进入到在神的面前悔改。
And God wants us to repent.
神喜悦我们去悔改。
And he wants us to receive his forgiveness.
他希望我们接受他的这个原谅。
But we can only receive that forgiveness on God's terms.
但是我们只能够在神的方式，神的日子里面来接受他的这个原谅。
And he gave the children of Israel the whole sacrificial system.
他给了整个以色列子民们整个的献祭的系统。
But we know that the animal sacrifices could not pay the price for our sin.
但是我们都很明白，动物的血没有办法洁净我们的罪。
They were like travel reservations.
他们只不过是一个预表。
For a ticket that we were unable to pay for.
为未来我们所会被付的这个赎金的一个预表。
But God in His grace.
但是神在他的怜悯里面。
Said that if we would put our faith in the system.
说我们如果把我们的信心放在这个整个系统里面。
That the price would one day be paid.
这一天，有一天，这个赎价会被付清。
And that's why Yeshua came.
那就是为什么耶稣要来。
Jesus came and paid the debt for my sin and yours.
耶稣来到这个地上，为我们跟你付了一切的赎价。
And he is our eternal high priest.
他是我们永远的大祭司。
Not only did he present the offering.
不只是他把这个献祭给献上去。
But he actually.Was the offering.
而他本身就是一个献祭。
The blood that he shed at Calvary.
他在加略山上所流出来的宝血。
Is the once and for all payment.
就是永远的赎价。
So after we reflect and repent.
经过我们反省，而且又在神的面前悔改之后。
It's very natural for us to rejoice.
当然就很自然的要来庆贺。
And that is what the Feast of Tabernacles is all about.
这就是祝棚节所要做的。
I wanted to take a few moments and talk about joy.
我现在要花几分钟来讲一下欢庆。
Did you know that the first 10 times the word rejoice appears in the Bible?
你知道在圣经里面头十次喜乐欢庆在圣经里面被提到。
It's a command.
是一个命令。
In fact, the very first time that rejoice appears in the Bible,
事实上圣经第一次谈到这个 rejoice, 要喜乐。
It's a command to celebrate this holiday.
是命令要在这个节日来庆祝。
Why does God have to command his people to rejoice?
为什么神要命令他的子民们来欢庆，来喜悦呢？
Why do we need to be told?
我们为什么需要人家来告诉我们要喜乐欢庆？
Well, you know that each one of us faces situations in life.
你知道，你我我们都会面对生命里面的各种挑战。
Some situations are full of joy.
有些场合很高兴。
Others are full of sadness.
有些可就很悲哀了。
Our circumstances do not always give us cause to rejoice.
我们所面对的情况不一定能够让我们喜乐的起来。
But our God always gives us cause to rejoice.
但是我们的神总是能够让我们喜乐。
Hallelujah. He is sovereign.
赞美神，因为他是掌权的。
He's promised to be with us.
他应许与我们同在。
in the good times and the bad times.
不论好时候坏时候。
He is our reason to rejoice.
他就是那个我们要来喜乐的原因。
We need to learn to rejoice.
我们要学着来喜乐。
Not as though there's nothing wrong.
不是说没有什么东西有问题。
But knowing that God will take all wrongs.
但是我们知道神会使万事互相效力。
And he will ultimately bring the justice that we sang about earlier.
而且他会在最后带下公义来。
God will ultimately triumph over all evil.
神会终究的会战胜一切的邪恶。
And whatever your situation,
不论你什么样的状况,
He promises to bring you safely home in His arms.
他应许了要把你安全的带回家。
Well, the Bible has a lot to say about joy.
圣经里面讲到喜乐讲的可多了。
We don't have time to go into it all today.
我们没有时间一个一个的讲。
Maybe someday we'll have a workshop just about joy.
有一天也许我们再开一个讲座专门就讲喜乐。
It's very important because as it says in the book of Nehemiah,
因为在尼希米书上面所说的非常重要。
The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen.
主的喜乐是我的力量。
And as the Apostle Paul said,
就像保罗所说的,
joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit.
喜乐是圣灵的果实。
So it's very important, this joy.
所以非常重要要喜乐。
And this holiday, the Feast of Tabernacles,
这个整个祝棚节,
it has some different names.
它有不同的名字。
And one of the names is,
其中一个名字是,
in Hebrew, Zaman Simchatenu,
在希伯来文, Zaman Simchatenu,
which means the season of our rejoicing.
表示要几个小时不停地来喜乐的一个季节。
God wanted his people to remember and rejoice.
神要他的子民记得 要喜乐。
So what were we supposed to remember and why do we rejoice?
所以我们为什么我们要记得什么呢？为什么我们要喜乐呢？
We remember and rejoice over his presence and his provision.
我们要来纪念他的存在，他与我们同在，而且他提供，他供应。
The seven festivals that God gave the children of Israel in Leviticus 23.
在利未记二十三章上面，神所给小谕以色列子民的七个节期。
They begin with Passover.
是从 Passover 逾越节开始。
And they end with the Feast of Tabernacles.
而到祝棚节。
Now God commanded that His people would dwell in tabernacles.
他小谕以色列人要住在棚子里面，在祝棚节的时候。
Also known as booths.
也叫做 booth, 棚子。
And remember how he brought us out of slavery in Egypt.
要来纪念他如何带领以色列民脱离奴役在埃及。
But we not only remember that he brought us out of slavery.
但是我们不只是记得他把我们把从埃及的奴役里面带出来。
But we remember that he stayed with us.
而且我们记得他与我们同在。
Even though we were sinful and we complained.
虽然我们犯罪，虽然我们抱怨。
And though we were a rebellious people.
虽然我们是一群悖逆的百姓。
Our holy God made a place for us, for him, in the midst of us.
我们的圣洁的神依然为我们，在我们的当中为他预备了一个位置。
So the little booths that we build.
那个我们所盖的小小的棚子。
They remind us of the tents in the desert.
那提醒我们那个荒漠。
But they also remind us of the larger tabernacle.
但是也为我们提醒了那个更大的那个帐幕。
Which was known as the tent of meeting.
就是表示那个会幕。
Where God met with his people.
就是神与他的子民会面的地方。
Now when we build these booths.
当我们盖这些帐篷的时候。
Traditionally, they just have three sides and a roof.
传统上就只有三边，还有一个屋顶。
So one side is left open.
所以有一边是完全开的。
And the roof of the booth is not solid.
屋顶并不是实体的建筑。
It allows us to see the moon and the stars.
让我们可以看得到月光、日光。
But it also allows some rain to fall.
但是也允许雨水会流下来。
God wants his people to remember
神要他的子民记得
that although we are imperfect,
虽然我们并不完美,
He is pleased to dwell in our midst.
他依然喜悦与我们同在。
But he also wants us to remember.
他也要我们来记得。
That our time on earth is temporary.
我们在地上不过是过客。
We have a permanent home.
我们在天上有永恒的家。
A glorious home.
很棒的家。
That awaits us in heaven.
在天上等着我们。
Now, if you were to go to Israel,
如果你到以色列去。
You would see every home has this little tabernacle on the roof or in the garden in the yard.
你就会看到以色列家家户户都有一个小帐，都有一个帐幕在那边搭盖着。
Some of them are very simple.
有些很简单。
Some of them are elaborate.
有些可就盖得很漂亮。
Sometimes you see a television antenna poking up through the roof.
有的时候你会看到一个电视天线居然从帐幕里面伸出来。
And this is human nature.
这是人性。
We try to obey God's commands.
我们试着要去遵守神的诫命。
While making ourselves as comfortable as possible at the same time.
不过还是希望能越舒服越好。
But God wants us to remember the temporariness.
但是神要我们记得，这个他住在我们当中。
And that we can rejoice even in the temporary nature of life.
我们可以来在他的里面来享受，来喜乐快乐，甚至是在我们的人的这个人性的里面。
Now, on the first day that we enter into the sukkah or the booth,
当我们进入到住棚节的第一天的时候,
there is a prayer that is said,
就有一个祷告会这样子说,
and I'll tell you just part of the prayer.
我现在跟你分享一部分其中的祷告。
Oh my God and God of my fathers,
哦，我父祖的神啊,
may it be your will,
愿你的旨意,
to cause your divine presence to dwell in our midst.
把你的同在，这个圣洁的同在，来在我们的当中。
Oh, spread over us your tabernacle of peace.
在我们当中，愿平安如同棚子一般来充满在我们当中。
And encircle us with your majestic glory.
以你天父威严的荣耀来环抱我们。
Holy and pure.
神圣和单纯。
Now, along with the building of booths, we rejoice and remember with the lulav and the etrog.
当我们在神的面前来庆贺祝棚节的时候，我们同时也用卢拉夫树跟 etrog 果。
And many, if not most, or all of you experienced the waving of the lulav and the etrog.
我们当中很多人刚才都已经在神的面前用卢拉夫树跟 etrog 果来敬拜了。
And I'm so happy that you could experience this with me.
我真高兴你可以跟我们一起在这边这样一起敬拜。
The branches and the fruit.
那个枝叶以及那果子。
Remind us that this is also a harvest festival.
提醒我们这也是一个丰收的一个庆贺。
In fact, there are a few harvest festivals.
其实有好几个丰收庆贺。
But this is the final fall harvest.
但是这个是最后的最大的一个在一年当中。
And as believers in Jesus,
身为耶稣的相信耶稣的人,
we look forward to the final spiritual harvest.
我们非常期盼那个最后的灵魂的大丰收。
When God will pour out his spirit in a new way.
当神降下他的圣灵在这个地上以一个崭新的方式的时候,
and he will gather in many, many more people.
他会召聚更多更多的人。
And he will make his church to rejoice together.
他会使他的整个教会在他的面前来一起来欢庆。
As Jesus rules and finally brings peace and justice.
当耶稣起来掌权，并且最后终于把平安带到这个地上。
Now we know that Jesus celebrated this holiday.
我们知道耶稣庆贺这个节日的。
And he actually used it.
他也使用这个节日。
He used it to make two earth-shaking statements about himself.
来宣对这个全地来宣告了两个石破千斤的宣告。
And we see this in the Gospel of John.
我们在约翰福音上面有看到。
In chapter 7.
第七章。
I'm not going to read all of the verses.
我不会一章一句的来念。
But if you like to follow along in your Bible, you might open to John 7.
但是欢迎你也可以打开你自己的圣经，读约翰福音第七章。
And it's a very dramatic time in the gospel.
这是一个非常戏剧性的时间在圣经里面。
And you could almost feel the tension there.
你可以几乎可以感觉到那里面的压力。
Now, just a short aside.
就是一个题外话。
When you see the Jews referred to in the Gospel of John,
当你看到耶稣，哦不，你当你看到犹太人在圣经里面引用到约翰福音的时候，
this is not referred to all the Jewish people.
这倒不是说所有的犹太人。
This refers to the Jewish leaders.
这是指的是犹太领袖们。
Particularly the Jewish leaders of the Judeans.
特别是犹太教的那些领袖们。
So in verse 2,
所以在第二节上面,
we see that it is the Feast of Tabernacles.
我们看到是的祝棚节。
Now Jesus' own brothers,
耶稣自己的弟兄们,
they're doubting him.
都怀疑他。
And they're daring him.
而且还怕他。
They're daring him to show himself in Jerusalem.
还希望他，还怕他跑到耶路撒冷去在那边出现。
Because this is one of three holidays.
因为这是三大节期其中一个节期。
Where all the Jewish men were commanded to celebrate in Jerusalem.
因为这是三大节期，所有的犹太人都会被晓谕要到耶路撒冷去庆贺。
But then you see in verse 8.
然后可是你看到第八节。
Jesus refuses to go with his brothers.
那耶稣拒绝跟他的弟兄们一起去。
He's not going to let them push him around.
他才不要让他的那些弟兄们来指使他。
But then you see that he does go to Jerusalem.
但是他确实也还是去了耶路撒冷。
He goes privately.
他偷偷私下去。
And we see in verse 14 that he begins to teach in the temple.
我们看到在14节那里，他开始在圣殿里面教导。
And immediately there's a buzz around Jerusalem.
马上就有了耶路撒冷里面就有骚动。
They hear his teaching.
他们听到他的教导。
Everybody wants to know who is this Jesus.
每个人都想要知道这个耶稣到底是谁。
And you're going to see that Jesus takes two traditional symbols.
你就会看到接下来这个经节这里，耶稣做了两个先知性的动作。
They're symbols from this holiday.
就是在这个节期的一个 symbol.
He uses them to answer the question of who he is.
他用这个来回答到底他是谁。
Let me tell you about the first symbol.
我来告诉你第一个先知的这个记号。
The seventh day of this festival.
节期的第七天。
It was a special day.
是特别的日子。
It was known in Hebrew as Hoshana Rabbah.
在希伯来文叫做最大之日。
That means the great day.
那就是最大的日子。
And on that day,
在那一天,
there was a spectacular parade.
就会有一个很大的游行。
It was for the water drawing ceremony.
是为了求雨的这个庆贺。
So in the parade, there were many worshippers.
有很多很多的这个游行者在当中。
There were people playing the flute.
有人们吹长笛。
Being led by the priest.
由祭司所带领着。
He's carrying two pitchers.
拿着两个这个植物。
People are chanting from the psalms.
人们在引用这个圣经上面的赞美诗来赞美。
And one of the psalms that they're chanting is Psalm 118.
其中一个他们所唱的赞美诗就是诗篇118节。
As the parade heads to the pool of Siloam.
当这个游行到了这个撒弄这个池子的时候。
One pitcher is filled with wine.
其中的一束是充满了酒。
And he fills the other with water from the pool.
然后另外一个就会用一个水条舀那个水池里面的水。
And the parade heads back to the altar.
然后那个游行就会重新开始，回到那个圣殿前面。
As the music continues.
当音乐持续的时候。
And the psalms continue to be chanted.
那个大家持续的来唱赞美诗的时候。
Now a very interesting detail is this.
很重要的一个细节是。
Psalm 118,
诗篇118篇,
traditionally chanted at this time,
在这个时候传统上他们会唱,
is also a prophetic psalm.
也是一个先知性的歌。
It's the very same psalm,
是就是那一首,
that declares the stone which the builders rejected,
就是在宣称匠人所弃的那块石头,
has become the chief cornerstone,
已经成为头号的房角石。
I don't have time to describe all of the details.
我没有时间来详细描述里面的细节。
But one ancient rabbi wrote.
但是有一个古时候的拉比这样子写。
Anyone who has not seen this ceremony,
任何人没看过这种祭典的,
has never seen rejoicing in his life.
从来没有见过什么叫做欢庆。
That's what a joyful time it was.
这是如此喜悦的程度。
The ceremony was to thank God for his bounty.
这个庆贺是在谢谢神为了他对我们的丰盛。
And to ask him to provide rain for the crops in the coming year.
并且要为下一个年度来求雨。
Jesus chose that very day.
耶稣特别选择那一天。
To make this an astounding announcement.
去宣告了这个石破天惊的这个宣告。
In John 7:37.
在约翰福音七章三十七节。
And following.
还有下面的经节。
He says.
他说。
On the last day.
在最后的日子。
That great day of the feast.
在节期的最后一天。
Jesus stood and cried out, saying,
耶稣站起来高声说,
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
任何口渴的,让他到我这边来拿水喝。
He who believes in me,
那些相信我的,
as the scripture has said,
就像经上所说的,
out of his heart,
从他的心中,
will flow rivers of living water.
就会流出从耶稣的里面要流出活水的江河来。
Now, if Jesus had been anyone other than God incarnate,
如果耶稣不是神,
this would have been an outrageous, blasphemous statement.
这是一个吓死人的亵渎神的一个宣告。
Because look what John says about the living waters.
因为看看约翰福音这里所说的活水江河。
But this he spoke concerning the Spirit.
但是他说的是圣灵所说的。
Whom those believing in him would receive.
那些相信耶稣的。
So Jesus said that people who believed in him.
所以耶稣说，对那些相信耶稣的人。
Were going to receive the very Spirit of God inside them.
会在他的里面领受到那个真正的圣灵。
Wow. Jesus chose this holiday.
耶稣选择这个节日。
And he chose the traditions of the time.
而且他选择在那个传统那个日子。
To stand in the temple.
站在圣殿里面。
And invite all who were thirsty.
邀请所有口渴的人。
To come to him to be satisfied.
来相信他，来得到满足。
But he was the very stone.
但他就是那个石头。
That the builders were about to reject.
就是那个匠人要弃掉的石头。
So how did the people respond to this statement?
所以人们怎么来反应呢?
Many from the crowd, when they heard him say this, said,
在人群中的很多人这样说,
Truly, this is the prophet.
这真是个先知啊。
Others said, this is the Messiah.
其他人说, 哦, 这是救世主弥赛亚。
But some said,
但是也有些人说,
Will the Messiah come out of Galilee?
加利利来的还有好的吗?
Later in the chapter, we see,
后面几章里面我们看到
that the Jewish leaders dismissed him for that very same reason.
我们就看到后面的章节里面讲犹太领袖们就因为这一点就拒绝了耶稣。
A prophet does not come out of Galilee.
加利利不会有先知出来。
Kind of like the king doesn't come from Daly City.
王不会从一个普通的小村镇里面出来。
But apparently those leaders and teachers had forgotten.
但是那些犹太教师们他们忘记了
what the prophet Isaiah had written,
就像以赛亚先知所已经写下来的
in chapter 9 in verses 1 and 2,
在以赛亚第九章第一节以及第二节
in the future he, that is God,
未来那个神
will honor Galilee of the Gentiles,
会尊荣外邦的加利利。
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
坐在黑暗死荫当中的看到了大光。
Of those in the land of the shadow of death.
在黑暗死荫当中的。
A light has dawned.
看到了大光。
And that brings us to the second symbol that Jesus used.
这带给我们第二个耶稣所使用的记号。
To point to himself.
在祝棚节的时候指出他自己。
The first symbol was water.
第一个记号就是水。
But Jesus reminded his critics.
但是耶稣 也提醒那些批评他的人
of Isaiah's powerful and prophetic words.
那些提醒他们以赛亚的那个大有能力的先知预言
The very next day, by using an image,
第二天使用这样一个图像
that would be very fresh in their memory.
会永远在他们的心目中记得清清楚楚
And that is light.
那就是光。
You see, at the end of the first day of the feast,
你看到在最后一天节期之日
the temple was gloriously illuminated.
圣殿会照得透亮
Four gigantic candelabras
有四个大金灯台
stood within the court of the women.
在圣殿妇女院里面站立着
Each of the four golden candelabras
每一个这四个大金灯台的每一个
had four branches with a gigantic bowl on top.
都还有四个分支，上面都有好大的碗。
Four young men bearing 10-gallon pitchers of oil.
有四个年轻的祭司会带着十加仑的油。
Had to climb up on ladders to fill all of the bowls.
要用梯子爬上去，来把每一个金灯台上面的碗都把它填满可燃烧的油。
And then the oil in these 16 bowls was ignited.
然后这所有的这16个碗都会大放光明。
So picture 16 glorious flames shooting up from the temple.
所以你想象16个闪闪发亮的灯在圣殿里面照得透亮。
And remember the temple was on a hill.
你记得圣殿是在山上。
So that glorious glow was visible all over the city.
所以那个荣耀在整个耶路撒冷城都看得到。
And the Levitical musicians played their harps and their lyres and the cymbals and trumpets.
然后利未人弹奏各种丝弦吹奏的乐器。
All to make a joyful noise to the Lord.
大大的欢喜颂赞神。
What a glorious celebration.
如此荣耀的一个庆贺。
And the light was to remind the people.
那个光就是在提醒人。
Of how God's Shekhinah glory had once filled the temple.
神荣耀的同在如何曾经在圣殿里面充满。
How tragic that his glory had departed.
如此的悲哀，神的荣耀现在已经离开圣殿。
Not the biggest candelabra or the brightest fires could bring it back.
就算你点再亮的这些蜡烛，都带不回神来。
But in the person of Jesus, God's glory was present again in the temple.
但是因为耶稣这个人重新来到这个圣殿，神的荣耀重新来到圣殿里面。
And he used this celebration to announce that fact.
他用这个庆贺的这个节期的时间来跟大家宣告这件事情。
He was teaching in the court of the women.
他在妇女院里面教导。
Just a week after this beautiful ceremony.
就在这个美丽的这个节庆的之后一个礼拜。
Maybe he was even standing right next to those magnificent candelabras.
可能他就是站在那四个金灯台的旁边。
When he declared to all who were gathered.
他对着那些聚集在那边的人来大声宣告。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness.
跟随我的永远不会行在黑暗里面。
But will have the light of life.
但是会有生命的光。
Many refuse to have their darkness exposed by his light.
很多人拒绝把自己生命里面的黑暗被耶稣给照出来。
But many were drawn to his light.
但是很多人被他的光给吸引。
And their hearts burned with the truth of Jesus.
他们的心就为了耶稣火热。
Now, one thing about the Jewish holidays.
还有一件关于耶稣，关于犹太人的这个节期。
And I'm sure you know this from Michael.
我确定你已经从 Michael 教导里面知道。
But they not only point to what God has done.
这不是指神已经过去所做的。
They point to what He will do.
这指出的是未来神所要做的。
And I believe it's very significant.
我相信这非常的重要。
That Sukkot. Is the feast of last fruits.
这个Sukkot 这个祝棚节是末后的果子。
It commemorates the final ingathering of the harvest.
表示最后的大收，末后的大收割。
Do you think it could possibly be?
你认为这可能吗？
That many of the Jewish people who are coming to Christ today.
今天许多 来认识耶稣的这些犹太人
might be the first fruits of that final harvest.
可能是末后大收割的头生的果子。
I want to point out two incidents in the New Testament.
我要再为你们指出在新约里面的两处
that seem to point to the prophetic significance of the holiday.
是先知性的预言出这个节期的重要之处。
I'm going to call them the parade and the project.
我要叫他们第一个游行，第二个这个计划。
The parade has to do with the waving of palm branches to rejoice before the Lord.
游行是相关于他们拿着那些棕榈叶来在游行当中来庆贺。
Does that ring any bells with you while Jesus was here?
这你们让你想到耶稣进到耶路撒冷城的时候，百姓们有什么样的动作吗？
Now we call it Palm Sunday.
现在我们叫做棕榈周末。
But when the people welcomed Jesus to Jerusalem with the palm branches,
但是当耶稣第一次来的时候，人们挥舞着那些棕树叶来欢迎耶稣的时候，
it was almost as though they were celebrating this holiday out of season.
就好像他们在庆贺这个祝棚节，可是不是在正确的时间。
Waving lulavs before the Lord who had come to dwell in their midst.
向着那个和平的君王挥舞着那个卢拉夫树。跟果子，那这是象征神在来到他们的中间。
The parade was to welcome God's anointed one.
那个游行是在欢迎那个受神所恩膏的那一位受膏者。
As we sang at the beginning of our worship time.
就像我们在敬拜的时候刚开始所唱的。
And to receive him as ruler.
接受耶稣成为一个他们的掌管者。
But many of the people were not ready.
但是很多人并没有准备好
to have Jesus rule in their hearts.
让耶稣来掌管他们的心。
They wanted him to break the power of the Romans.
他们只想要耶稣来带领他们挣脱罗马的统治。
And God does want to relieve us from oppression.
神当然希望我们来挣脱捆绑统治。
But he wants to start with the oppression of our own sin.
但是神第一个要先来除掉我们里面的罪。
Now the second incident was when Jesus called his three closest friends.
第二件事情就是耶稣呼召了他的那个三个最亲近的朋友。
Peter, James, and John.
彼得、雅各跟约翰。
And invited them to come up to the mountain with him.
邀请他跟他一起到山上去。
And there they witnessed a magnificent sight.
他们在那边看到了最了不起的一个景象。
We call it the transfiguration.
我们称呼那个叫做耶稣的变相。
But I don't think there's any word that could describe what they saw.
但是我不认为有任何字眼能够用来形容他们三个人所看到的。
They witnessed Jesus in his glory.
他们看到耶稣的荣耀。
And Peter blurts out, "Let's build tabernacles."
然后彼得就喊出来了，让我们来盖一座神的棚吧。
Did you ever feel embarrassed for poor Peter?
你不觉得替耶稣觉得很尴尬吗？
What a strange response to this experience.
这是如此奇怪的一个反应，对于这样子的一个经历。
I used to wonder what in the world was he thinking.
我常常在想，到底彼得在想什么？
But the more I look at this holiday, I think I know what he was thinking.
但是当我越多看这个节期的这些庆贺的方式跟含义，我就越多了解彼得到底在想什么。
I think he was thinking about the prophetic fulfillment of this holiday.
我想彼得他所想的是说，这个先知性的实现了这个节期的这些含义。
When Peter saw the glorified Messiah,
当彼得看到了那个荣耀的弥赛亚。
When he caught a glimpse of the Lord who had come to dwell in their midst,
当他看到了神应许的要来住在我们当中的那个实体。
He felt that the kingdom of God had fully arrived.
他认为那个他们所期待的弥赛亚已经全然来到了。
So it was natural that he wanted to start building booths.
所以他很自然就会想要来建棚子。
He must have known the promise in Zechariah.
他一定是知道撒迦利亚书上面的那个应许。
That when wars cease and God's kingdom is established,
当地上看到了神的国在地上建立的时候。
There will be a joyous celebration of this holiday.
会有一个非常喜乐的庆贺这个祝棚节。
From Zechariah 14:16.
在撒加利亚书十四章十六节。
Then the survivors from all the nations that have attacked Jerusalem.
但然后那个曾经攻击耶路撒冷的那些列国里面的那些幸存者。
Will go up year after year to worship the king.
会年年回来耶路撒冷来庆贺君王。
The Lord Almighty.
大能者。
And to celebrate.
而且去庆贺。
The Feast of Tabernacles.
祝棚节。
Now I know that in the church, brothers and sisters have different opinions.
我知道在教会里面，现今弟兄姐妹们有各种不同的意见。
About the return and reign of Jesus.
有关于主耶稣再来。
I agree with Tony Campolo.
我个人同意 Tony Campolo 这个人所讲的。
He said, "I have no idea when Jesus is coming back."
我不知道耶稣什么时候还要再来。
I'm on the welcoming committee, not the planning committee.
我是那个欢迎委员会的，我不是那个计划委员会的。
But no matter what you believe about the end times,
但是不论你怎么样相信末世，
I think we all look forward to the fulfillment of this feast.
但是我们都知道，我们非常的期望，非常满心的期待这个节期的实现。
As we see in the book of Revelation, chapter 21,
就正如我们在启示录二十一章上面所看到的
，The Apostle John wrote,
这个约翰先知所写的
，And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying,
我听到天上有大声音说
，Behold, the tabernacle of God,
看哪、啊，神的帐幕来到了
，is with man.
与人同在
and he will dwell with them,
他要与人同住
and they shall be his people,
他们要做他的民
God himself will be with them,
神要与他们亲自同在
and be their God,
而且要做他们的神
and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes,
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪
there shall be no more death,
不再有死亡
nor sorrow,
不再有悲哀
Nor crying,
不再有哭泣。
There shall be no more pain,
不再有痛苦。
For the former things have passed away,
因为一切都过去了。
The festival that God gave to Israel,
神所给予以色列人的节期。
And then to the nations,
同时也是给外邦列国。
He will one day celebrate with all of redeemed creation.
他会有一天跟所有的被赎者。被救赎者来一起来庆贺这个节期
，and that rejoicing will not be for 7 days。
而且那个庆贺可不会只是七天
，it will be for eternity。
那会不会是永恒
？Hallelujah！
赞美神。
We need to remember and rejoice over what God has done。
我们要来记得，并且要来喜乐，要来拥抱神已经所做的。
But we also need to reach out and invite others。
但是我们也要去邀请。要把这个讯息给传出去给其他人
People who don't know Jesus,
那些不认识耶稣的
to find salvation and joy in him.
也在耶稣里面能够找到那些平安跟喜乐
As our sister Nikki pointed out, very few Jewish people know him.
就像可人长老所刚才提到的非常少犹太人认识耶稣
Jesus referred to the religious leaders of his day as blind guides.
耶稣就让他们想到那个以前旧约时代那个瞎眼的那些引路人。
Sadly, that is still true.
很悲哀的是，现在这还是一个状况，这样的状况。
Many good things can be said about Jewish teachers and rabbis.
我可以讲很多以色列拉比的一些好的事情。
But they don't know Jesus.
但是他们不认识耶稣。
And they continue to tell people that he is a false Messiah.
而且他们拉比们持续的来告诉那些犹太人，耶稣是一个骗子。
That means that any Jew who believes in him is considered a traitor.
那是表示，根据他们的教导，任何犹太人如果相信了耶稣，就是背叛者。
So we have to find creative ways to show the truth.
所以我们要找一些有创意的方法来显，要把一些真理讲出来。
And that's what Jews for Jesus is all about.
所以那就是犹太人为耶稣这个事工所在做的。
So I've prepared for you a brief PowerPoint.
所以我准备了一个短短的这个 slide 这个投影片。
To help give an update about our ministry, an introduction for those of you who don't know.
来跟大家介绍一下这个事工。
So Jews for Jesus is established in 12 countries throughout the world.
所以犹太人为耶稣事工在12个国家里面都有事工。
Next slide, please. And we have to be persistent and patient.
我们必须要非常的有毅力，能够坚持，而且也要有耐心。
This is from our summer campaign in Moscow.
这是在莫斯科的夏日的这个一个 campaign.
Where hundreds of Jewish people
有成百的犹太人
gave their name to hear more about Jesus.
愿意来相信耶稣。
Next slide, please.We have to be patient because this is often what happens when we go to tell people about Jesus.
我们必须要非常有耐心，因为当你所看到这个相片，这就是最常常在传福音给犹太人的时候所会要面对的。
Next slide, please. Of course, we need a sense of humor.
而且面对犹太人，我们还需要很有一些幽默感。
One of my colleagues wrote a gospel pamphlet.
我有一个同工，他写了一个传福音的小册子。
The pamphlet was called "Are You a Human Vegetable?"
那个小册子叫做“你是一个人类小蔬菜吗
？”So you could see he dressed up.
你可以看到他真的就穿上那个小蔬菜。
That was just close by in San Francisco.
当然，那是在旧金山。
Next slide, please. Now this is our Moshe Rosen Center in Tel Aviv.
这是我们在以色列台拉维夫的。这个事工。
When I was with you on Good Friday, I might have asked prayer as this building was under construction.
当我如果在跟你们在这个周五的时候的话，我会可能会跟你们用这样子的来祷告这个建筑。
God has answered those prayers mightily.
神已经大大的应允了我们对于这个建筑的祷告。
Of all the countries in the world,
在我们所有的事工，所有国家里面的事工。
Our biggest branch is in Tel Aviv.
我们最大的事工竟然是在台拉维夫。
Our center is used for training.
我们的台拉维夫的中心是用来训练。
But also for outreach.
但是也是用来传福音宣教。
Here you can see we had a gallery.
在我们在这边，你可以看到我们有好多人聚集。
We invited street artists to come and share their work.
我们邀请很多的街头艺术家来跟我们分享他们的工作。
They all knew that they were in a Jews for Jesus building.
他们都知道那栋建筑是什么，是 Jews for Jesus 的。
And we have pamphlets so people can understand why we're sharing our space with them.
我们也有小册子，让他们知道为什么我们要来让他们来分享这个空间。
In addition to many art galleries,
除了这些艺术这些画廊之外
，we have Shabbat celebrations and outreaches.
我们也有这个安息日的这个。跟他们的庆祝。
As well as Bible studies for soldiers.
也有跟士兵们的、跟军人们的那个读经的聚会。
And various other outreaches.
而且很多很多的这些这个传福音事工。
Next slide, please. This was from this summer's New York City outreach.
这个是在纽约市的一个传福音事工。
And so we wanted to bless people in Jesus' name.
我们想要来祝福大家，用耶稣的名来祝福。
We found a number of creative ways to do that.
我们想出了很多很有创意的方法来做。
Including offering cold brewed coffee.
包含赠送免费的冰的咖啡。
And it had our website on a little label.
底下有他们的 website.
Next slide, please.We also had outreach in Brazil for the World Cup.
他们也在巴西世界杯足球赛的时候有福音事工。
And to make sure that we could be there in rain or shine.
为了要确保不论下雨或是晴天，他们都能够在那边传福音。
Because it rains a lot there.
因为那边常常下雨。
You see these little backpacks rigged with the umbrellas.
你可以看到那位同工背后的那个背包上面就可以伸出一只雨伞来。
So that made a lot of people smile too.
那就让很多人觉得很有趣。
Next slide, please.We began as a campus outreach.
他们是从校园福音事工开始的。
And we continue to reach out on campuses in the Bay Area and all over the world.
今天依然在 湾区以及世界各地的校园里面，他们还在传福音。
Next slide, please. But we're also more and more using technology as a gospel tool.
但是我们同时也越来越多的使用各种的技术来传福音。
And these are ways that you might also take advantage of.
这个是你也许也可以用来使用的一个方式。
Knowing God is a site for seekers.
这个认识神是一个他们所创出来的一个 website， 让有心的人、有兴趣的人都可以来看。
You can feel free to link to it from your own social media.
大家可以自由的来使用，也可以跟他 link。
We also have a chat room where we can witness to people.
他们有一个网络聊天室，对有兴趣的人都可以来那边聊天。
And we welcome volunteers.
我们也欢迎愿意来参与的同工。
Next slide, please. Of course, every missionary is hoping for one thing.
当然，每一个事工都希望有一件事。
And that is that Jewish seekers will sit down and study the Bible with us.
就是希望犹太的这些寻求者，他们愿意坐下来跟他们一起来查经。
And this is occurring in our branches all over the world.
这是在我们世界各地的事工里面都有在发生的事情。
And we would hope that you will be praying for us as we open the scriptures with Jewish people.
我们很盼望你们能够为我们一起来祷告，让我们能够来这样子用这样的方式来传福音给犹太人。
Next slide, please. So all of this is only made possible by friends like you.
这些都是因为你们大家的支持。
And you will have an opportunity, if you don't already hear from us, to hear from us by filling out the information on the envelope that you received.
但你们都会有更多的机会，如果你们以前还对我们没有那个了解的话，从你们的那个填下你们的 email address， 你们的资料，在你们手上的那个信封上面，你们就会开始收到这些资讯。
And just to be clear, you don't have to be putting a gift into the envelope to fill it out and give us your information.
对，我真的需要在这边让大家知道，你不一定要放钱或是支票在那个信封里面，你才会拿到我们的资讯。你即使是把那个信封交上来，写上你的资料，我们也会乐于把资讯提供给你们。
The main thing to us is to connect with you, so you'll be praying.
主要的是，我们乐意跟你们的连结。是你们可以来祷告、来祝福、来支持我们。
Next slide, please. In addition to our print newsletter, which is available on the resource table,
除了印出来的在外面的那个桌上，我们的那些印出来的资料以外，
we also have a monthly email that we send out.
我们也有每个月的通讯有寄出来。
Now every week I post stories of what's happening in our ministry around the world.
每个月我都会写上在那个。email 通讯里面写上我们在世界各地所发生的各种事情。
And you can go to this website anytime to see what is happening.
你可以到 website 里面去，网站里面看到我每个月所写上去最新发生的事情。
But once a month, we send an email to remind you that the stories are there.
但是我会每个月送一次 email 出来，提醒你们有新的故事在里面出来了。
Next slide, please.You do have the opportunity to give, as it says on your envelope. We always encourage you to support your church first.
我们也乐意的、谦卑的在这个地方来接受奉献。
But if God has blessed you and you want to be part of our adventure,
如果神祝福你，你心里面有这个感动，愿意来用金钱来祝福我们这个犹太人为耶稣事工。
We're grateful to have you partner with us.
我们非常感谢。你愿意跟我们一起同工。
Next slide, please. For some, it is more convenient to give online. If so, you might want to copy the URL.
有些人比较喜欢在网上来奉献的，可以自由的到那个网站底下这个网站的地方 ，click 那些网站就可以进去从网上来奉献。
Next slide, please. I would love to keep in touch with you.
我很乐意跟你们保持联络。
On my staff page, there's a little more about my testimony.
在我的那个网站上面有更多的关于我的介绍。
It's also a way that I can receive your messages and respond to you.
我也可以在那个地方收到你们的讯息。如果你们对我有任何的建议或是任何的问题的话。
Next slide, please. And at the resource table, there's a free side and a not so free side.
在外面的那个桌子上面，有一些是免费的资料，也有一些不是那么免费的资料，是要钱的。
So this book is on the not so free side.
所以这本书是属于不是在那个免费的那边的。
And I hope to see many of you there just to greet you and I thank you for this special time to share with you.
我非常非常感谢这个机会，今天在这个地方跟大家来分享。
At this time, I'm not sure if it's Helen or Nikki who is coming to. We have a love offering, and then I will either answer questions, or if we're out of time, I'll be at the resource table to answer questions. So I am now turning it over to whomever.
Okay. So now Ruth 把时间交给我们，我们一方面来收奉献，另外大家可以自由的，如果说有任何的问题，现在可以到前面来拿麦克风来问这个问题，那 Ruth 会很乐意来跟大家来解答。 So we are doing simultaneously Q&A as well as collecting the offering.
Oh, okay. All right. So if anybody has any questions about Jews for Jesus or the festival,I'll do my best to answer. If not, you're dismissed.
Okay. 如果有任何问题，不论是关于犹太人为耶稣事工，或者是关于这整个节期，欢迎你到前面来提出你的问题。我们会尽量的来解答。那如果说你没有问题，或者你有其他的事情必须要离开的话，欢迎你平平安安的现在可以离开。Oh, 他说 ，Can you pray and bless us in Hebrew?
I think you're thinking about the Aaronic benediction, and I don't know if I know the whole thing in Hebrew. So I probably will stop in the middle. Ivarechacha v'yishnamecha Yoseav Adonai. That's about. Sorry. I'm American.
我是美国人。
I can say like you saying Baruch Haba Hashem Adonai, blessed be the name of the Lord. But I can bless you. I can say, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and give you peace. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Amen.
And I apologize for not being able to say the one that I think you had in mind. 、So, I suppose if there are any other questions that you might want to ask at the resource table, you've been most patient. I think this might be longer than the workshop usually goes. Thank you so very much for your time, and what a joy it is to be with you.
谢谢大家。如果有任何问题，可以到前面来问。